Please leave your message after the beep for the Carroll residents. Thank you.
Hey, Lauren, this is Daniel from Orbit Design Agency.
Who's calling?
This is Daniel Foster from Orbit Design Agency.
Hold on. I got to put it on speaker. I couldn't hear you. I just finished shaving. It's been a late morning, and I was about ready to jump in the shower and then give you guys a call back. Who am I speaking to again?
Daniel Foster from Orbit Design Agency.
Daniel Foster. Okay, very good. Yeah, you sound more American. All joking aside, yeah, let me finish getting cleaned up for the rest of the day here, and then we can start around 2.
Okay, no problem.
Or 3, if that's better for you. Because all we're going to do is this. I figured out how we can do it. I'm sure you already know this. Since the whole issue of getting a code from wherever, the Microsoft people, you know, for any particular issue in order to validate my identity, so to speak, they wanted to have my Tai Chi Master Carol at Yahoo.com email. That's what they're really striving for. Even though I was able to set things on the Academy contact email, I still was having problem retrieving the code to put in. I got as far as just now, here's the place to put the code once you get it, but I couldn't get it because I couldn't get into my Outlook mail from Microsoft, and they were hitting me up for to renew it. So here's what I thought we can do on a couple of fronts. If you, when we get to this point in an hour or so, when I get back to you, if you were the one to, I will navigate to where I am in this process on my computer and try to get a code sent to me, you know, because whatever password I put in is not working for some reason. And even though I've done it numerous times in a variety of methods and checked all my files to see if I created a different version for Microsoft, I couldn't. I think I had the right thing, but it just was throwing me out, just like your system was throwing me back. Everything had a red line around it. It was not letting me go forward. And so since it wants to have an email to send the code to other than my Tai Chi Academy, you know, email with Yahoo, why don't we just have you, give me you'll give me your email, and this way I can type in your email to reply to. And then you'll get the reply within however many seconds it takes them to generate it and send it to you. And then you can call me or I'll be on the phone with you and you'll be able to say, okay, I just got it. Here's the number. And I've got the screen open and then I type it in. Ta-da! Finally, we can at least get my and then I'll have to do my pay process for the renewal, which was a $66 deal. That was the deal.
Yeah.
Because I'm a single person. It's for my own personal computer. It's not a family computer with numerous users. They wanted over 100 for them. So when I saw, okay, personal one, 66, I'll do it. You know, let's get this done and get my Outlook mail working again. So that would be the first big step. Make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great.
A simple little process, and when we get ready, you tell, when I talk to you again later, you know, I'll call you at about 2 o'clock, or what time do you want me to call you?
Are you in the Eastern time zone, or?
I'm in Pacific Standard Time. Well, aren't you in California?
Yeah, we're in California, San Jose.
So you're in San Jose, not the Stockton. That's the other part of the crowd. Okay, so you're in San Jose, so we're all Pacific Standard Time. It's almost 1:30 now. Why don't I get an hour, you know, to reset? So 2:30, I can give you a call, or you can call me, and I'll have my computer on within 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then we could start
sure.
this process.
Sure, no problem. Also, Lawrence, do send us the brief form. Did you get one?
No, that's what that was the other problem. I could not get into the brief form. I got it. I do have it in my I saved it in my Master Carol folder. And so I've tried to use it a few times, but I get to the point of you guys give me that home page for the team and those three letters that the name, the abbreviated name in three-digit letters, which I'm not so sure I know what it all means. But I look at it and I go, okay, let me see. It's kind of faint. What do they want me to put in here? Okay, I'm using my Tai Chi Academy, email for that I have Tai Chi Master Carol at yahoo.com, or does it want me to put in my URL? So I did it both ways. And every time, whatever I did, when I got to the password, it wouldn't accept any password. So that's where I was with that. And then it was like the next day, my Outlook mail was kind of semi-working, and it gives me a message, how right now you have actually expired already, but your final deadline is November 11th. And all this, you're just getting a couple of features that you can use at this time, but even by the November 11th, you won't have any use, and it'll become obsolete, and you'll lose it, unless you would like to renew. So I clicked on, we're going to renew, The money isn't the issue so much as it is, just the hassle of getting through the front door. I could not get them to send me, your system could not give me an option to create a new password. That was the problem. So that's why I haven't been able to open up the questionnaire and start working on it. That I will do as soon as we can get past the two hurdles. One, my own computer mail room, Outlook Mail, needs to be paid for, and I can't seem to get the code to fit in to, progress in that process to the very end. They get my money. So once we do that, then it's going to be, then you'll help me with your own system. That should be very easy, right?
Okay, that sounds good.
Everybody else told me, you told me the other day, that I'm not the first person that's had a difficult time just logging in.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I couldn't even log in on this special form document that I did get, and I think I might even save it in my computer somewhere, or I didn't, but I have it saved in the email, which I dragged into my Master Carol folder, which is everything related to all my Master Carol work. So that is what happened with that. So we have to get me, I think you should be able to help me with that too. At least when you do send me a email or something, if that's the way to prove my, who I am, and you give me a code that I then can enter into some form in order to get, create a new password.
Okay.
We'll move forward with, I'll fill out the form. That's all. I'm ready to do that and give you as much info. I've given you plenty of most of it. So we'll just keep filling in the blanks and get it back to you so we can have you do a screened share with me the next time we call the day after, which will be Thursday.
Okay. So,
and Friday, unless you're dead the rest of the week.
All right. That sounds okay to me.
Yeah,
so
the main thing
is
just let me get to that form, get the function, get through your login screen, and move past that to where I can actually see the form.
Okay.
What I'm doing. I'm clicking on the form to see it open up, but it wants me to log in,
okay.
It's your login for your company's field on the internet.
Hey, I'm
happy to do that, and then I'll send it to you so we could start up Monday.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Tuesday, whenever we want to get started, because I want to get started on all these things that need doing, repairs on the website,
okay,
and get this thing running seamlessly again. And even if we have just enough extra time to really try to figure out how we can trim off that 3 seconds that we see a spinning wheel and we're waiting for the file to open, which is a new phenomena for me. Maybe it's because there's a zillion more people on the internet or something pulling the energy, you know, and so the file doesn't blow like it did 6 months ago. Even for the last 5-6 years, it loaded instantly. And I always thought that was a good sale on
the Lawrence. Lawrence.
Yes, go ahead, I'm talking.
Here's what we're going to do. I'll give you some time to, you know, shave your beard, and
I just need to jump in the shower.
Okay, I'll give you a call within an hour. Okay.
Yeah, 2:30. Give me a whole hour to, you know, decompress and stop perspiring from the hot shower I'm about to enjoy.
Okay.
And thank you for calling. I knew it was going to be you. It had to be you. If it wasn't you, I was going to be so angry. If it was one of these, you know, scam callers. We get those 1,000 times a day. I'm working with Spectrum to squash their whole, you know, crime wave.
Okay.
I have to put in all kinds of data on all the phony calls and, you know,
yeah,
work to fight against this. It's called Call Guard. And so I'm very active in getting more, but I have, you know, how much time in a day do I have to mess around with crap like that? So we still get these calls. They never end. They get some kind of rotating computer lines, you know. You know the whole thing out there. And they're all trying to scam us, and that's why I'm, if there's a little bit of, I always was highly trusting, over trusting to people. But I learned through life that you can't trust everybody that you think you really can. That they reach sometimes a dark moment and they make bad choices. And some of these people are on the wrong path to waste as much time as they do trying to steal information from people and figure out scams of getting them to send them money. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to tell you the scams that we've already dealt with, where the nephew was supposed to be in the Hoosgow downtown, where he had to go before the court on an accident where he was like a point over alcohol, you know, limit, but he never had a thing on his record, so the public defender's trying to get him out before they keep him all night in the jail, and they need us to, like, post the bail. How's that for a scam? And they had a place for a bail company that was going to take the money. We had to get the $5,000 plus really quick.
Okay, then.
And then we had some investigators that are attorneys that are the family, and they made some calls to this guy that claimed to be a public defender here in downtown L.A. And he wasn't. He wasn't on the rolls at all. They found his name somewhere in Northern California, eventually, and somewhere in, like, Kentucky or somewhere in the middle of the country. And when he called them at the number that I had spoken to him and got the number off my, I got a good log, so on my caption phone for Grandma, but she can't hear so good. She has a screen she can read along with the conversation, and it does help her. And it's got a great log, so I get every call. All these phony calls are all on there. And the call guard system at Spectrum also has a record of all these calls, and then I just go down and go, these are good ones, these are good ones, and the rest are all phony baloney. And they get, you know, put into a bad call kind of a index. And then they have investigators that are studying all these things. We even had the people that did this scam about my nephew call just recently again. And the scam was about, 4 months ago. But we never gave them any money, and they stopped calling because they knew we were on to them. But they put a guy on the phone who claimed to be my nephew, and damn, if that guy was a perfect voice, he must have been skilled in imitating people's voices. And they might have had him call him at work and got him to talk or record it off of a phone thing that might have his voice. and the guy fooled us twice. And only when one of the banking personnel at our investment company said, call his number. You have your nephew's cell phone, right? I go, yeah. But I thought he was in custody and they take away your phone. Plus, the other guy said, I gave him the phone so he could call you. So those two calls were on somebody else's phone. And he says, no, still, call him and see what happens. See if you can get a hold of him. And I did, and he was at work, and he sounded great. Better than that other guy who was pretending that he hit his lip and he had stitches, and his mother was a little mumbler, like, you know. And he went, and that was it. It was all over. We realized, well, wait a minute, if you're okay, and we told him what was going on, and he was, like, blown away. Are you kidding, Uncle? You with me?
Yeah, yeah, I'm with
so
you.
I'm saying, yeah, I get these crazy calls all the time. And as I jogged in here, let's just say I'm jogging back towards the shower. And thank you for calling now. Why don't we give me an extra, let's make it 2:45.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
I'll either call you if you haven't called me.
Okay, okay.
Well,
no
actually,
problem.
I don't have your number directly, do I? Unless I look for something on the call guard.
You
I
can
mean,
call
my,
me on the same number for
wrong,
I've been calling you.
You
can call
me
back.
Down?
Yeah, you can call me back on the same number from which I'm calling you right now.
And hold on a second. I just want to add it to a little posting pad. Make sure I didn't get something didn't happen to it. But, okay, Daniel. Go ahead. What's your direct line? Daniel?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
What's your direct line? What's your number?
Yeah, hang on for a second. Let me just check.
You gotta look?
Yeah, because I don't remember it.
Great. They burn you out every day with all these numbers, right?
Yeah.
The digital universe is just... that's why I try to limit my activity. But when I do, I try to make it worthwhile with creative projects. So when you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, just hang on for a minute. Okay, so it's 877.
Got it.
291. 6606.
Okay, 877-291-6606. Okay, I think that looks familiar from somewhere. All right, so I will try to give you a call by 1:45. We almost should just make it 3.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
And you can just kind of do something, fill in the time yourself for an hour or more and get something else done.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We'll just concentrate on getting this code transferred into my hands while I'm ready to put it in as soon as you can retrieve it from your own email system, which you'll tell me the email we're going to use when we do get to that point.
Yeah,
I'll
sure.
Talk to you at 3 o'clock. Be sharp.
Okay, no problem.
All right,
okay.
Great. That's you.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. Take care.